You're listening to
HLPP,
Haringey Learning Partnership Podcast.
And this is Why Has It Come To
Why
This?
Why Has It Come To This?
Why Has It Come To This?
You'll be hearing the stories of young people transiting through HLP,
Haringey Learning Partnership.
As much the school gets on my nerves, to be fair, they are kind of supportive, I won't lie. Like, the teachers jar me, but I'm not going to lie. When the madness happens, I can't lie, they're supportive. The
things you would hear from HRP, it's not really like that when you're actually here.
I became more calmer, I'll be for real. I don't know how in this chaos I just became so much calmer. I realised I'm not even bad. Is that the environment that you're in changes you?
If I had the chance to go back and restart secondary school, I would take the chance any day, man. I will actually do anything to change the past.
This is the journey. Pre-perm, permed, after perm.
Permed. What does it mean to be permed?
You would think because you're all girls, you would support each other, but it's really not like that. It's actually not. Because it's always the girls who will be the quickest to snake you instead of the boys. But as soon as you say, oh, I don't want to be friends with too many girls because of all the drama, people start saying, oh, well, that's just your issue. Like, you just want attention from boys. When it's really not like that. Boys don't go around lying on girls' business for no reason. It's easier to say, oh, it's not that deep. But you get paranoid in those situations. Oh, this person's talking about me, this person's looking at me because of this, that and that. But in reality, it's not like that. Nah. Because I can't lie, stuff that you're going through now, a lot of us have probably went through already when we were in year seven. With rumours, some people either guess the rumour or some people be like, they're literally younger. Like, what are you doing? People will either gas them or make them look so stupid.
Because I feel like, but the people that are gassing it, like, it probably happened to them.
Oh my God.
During that moment.
People be making rumours and teasing people for the stuff they do.
If you're doing well already, then like you wouldn't have time to listen to all those other stuff. Especially the people you surround yourself with. Like if you're with like,
will, oh my people. God.
If I wouldn't have been in that friend group, I wouldn't have ended up here. But they also, by snaking on me, I feel like it's better because I understood my mistake.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they wouldn't have like snake told me, I would have been doing the same thing over and over again.
Because like everything actually happens for a reason. Exactly. Like if you deep in when I came here, I remember before like the school I was like in before, my mum would always tell me like, oh, the people around there that aren't good for you, especially the people that I would talk to, she'll be like, I have a feeling that like, I don't like them.
Always and, like, listen to your mum.
Your mum,
Your mum
knows that every single person she talked about end up being like the way they are.
Like, some parents don't even ask how was school. Like, you need to take interest in the little things, because when someone, like, acknowledges the little things, it's like, damn, they're actually listening.
Yeah.
And also, they need to know how to talk to kids. Like, even my mum, I barely talk to her anymore, because it's like, we don't have to communicate. She'll ask me, oh, who are you going out with? I'll be like, oh, I'm going to go out with this friend. And instead of her being okay, be safe, like, just let me know where you are, she'll be like, no, we're not going out. I don't like that. I don't like that person, you're not going out. But would you rather me tell you where I'm going, tell you I'm going to be safe, or go out behind your back? And I feel like that's what a lot of parents struggle to understand, that kids are going to do what they want to do regardless. So you have to be supportive and try to guide them instead of having to go at them.
Yeah.
You got to understand, kids nowadays, they have so many mental health issues that they're going through.
Yeah.
And when their own parents are moving distant, it's like, damn, like, you're really alone. Because you can only tell your best friend so much, but at the end of the day, you're always going to feel alone because you're the one in that situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like parents need to be more like involved with their kids emotionally.
But like some parents, especially if they're from like a different country, like most of our parents probably aren't actually born here. Like, it's so different.
Be born from another country, but then they just, the things you do and the things like how you feel about it, they don't get it because of how they were raised.
Like, you come from such a loving family, why do you act like this?
Cool,
you can be loving, but you need to show the love.
Yeah,
you know?
And be like more supportive. But at the same time, like, I hear both sides, because when you were growing up, like, especially I feel like with my mum, because one, she was an only child, because my mum, like, died at birth, so, like, she never, like, had her mum, and she was always, like, passed around from, like, different households. Each household, she's, like, brought up to something different, so, like, she doesn't know how to, like, communicate, especially because it's one generation, two different country, like, different ages, everything, so she doesn't, like, proper understand. Like, obviously, like, oh, how was school, like, and if I tell you, like, let me just tell you everything rather than, like,
yeah,
if
I'm telling, good.
Like, say, for example, if I got into trouble at school, like, obviously, I get it, you're going to be mad, like, oh, why did you do this, but at the same time, like, what was the real reason you did it? Or, like, tell me everything now before the school calls the next day. And yeah, like,
check on
and
me, then, make sure I'm okay.
Yeah, and then she's like to me, oh, why didn't you trust me to say that? But at the same time, you haven't showed me much to, like, trust from. Yeah.
I used to be allowed to go anywhere. I used to be allowed to do anything. And I'll be honest with you, I got in trouble multiple times. I've been excluded multiple times. And my mom always was like, it's fine, just forget about it. But the last straw was when I got a perm. She started being like more strict, like bare strict. Like, she took my phone out of nowhere after she tells me, oh, you can have it. She thinks that the way I've been behaving is like friendships, music, all of that. And I'm like, it's not even that. It's just that I'm growing up. I didn't grow up like you. Like, she's just looking at the music I'm listening to, and then she doesn't even understand the lyrics. So I'm like, you're not even understanding. How are you telling me this?
I'll know the beat of it, and I'll be like, what is this? Like, listen to my lyrics, bro. Lyrics are deep.
And then
listen,
she's like, oh, I think the music is affecting you. You're not going to listen to music. For me, music is what keeps me calm. You can't just take that away from me. You're taking everything that I used to do away from me, and I'm not getting used to that. You're taking my phone. You're taking my iPad. You're taking my flipping laptop. You're taking my freedom. So I made a mistake, but I generally showed you these past few months that I've actually can change, and she still doesn't see it.
Yeah, I feel like, especially with kids, parents take all the electronics thinking that it helps, but it doesn't.
It doesn't.
A lot of kids, they use like social media to distract themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you have nothing to distract yourself and you're just left there with your own thoughts, it can be too overwhelming.
Yeah.
So like having social media to watch videos or whatever, just to distract yourself, it helps, but parents take that away, and it's like,
sometimes I feel like social media, we get too like obsessed with it, and then they just,
I hear it
sometimes it makes us like drift apart even more with our family.
We haven't interacted like enough, like I don't, like if you take away my phone randomly, we're all just meant to sit together,
we're not
like
communicating,
what am I talking to you about, like. So it's just,
and then my mom be like, oh, why are you not talking to me? I have nothing actually to talk about. Like, you can start the conversation. It's not always me that has to start it.
My mom's always, she's always like, oh, when you were little, like, or when you were younger, you used to always socialize and interact. Like, I'm growing up. What do you want? Like, what do you actually want?
And I feel like parents need to understand we're born in different generations and we're growing up to be different, and we're not going to communicate the same. It's not that we don't trust you enough. It's just that the way you're going to react, you need to understand that we're not always going to tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a phone yet for a few months here because it was broken. And even then, I didn't socialise with my family. Like, I was either in my room or at my friend's house or just on my own. Like, because the thing is, yeah, you know what? I don't actually like socialising that much. Like, I'd rather stay at home or walk by myself instead of be around a big group of people. And I know it probably hurts my mummy, and she's like, oh, why doesn't my daughter talk to me, But at the same time, it's just like, I feel like it hurts both sides, the child and the parent. Yeah. It's just like, it's a problem that's not going to get fixed overnight. It will take a long time.
Yeah. My mom, oh my days. I started doing like self-harm and all of that. She didn't think, let me give her like space, let me be nice to her, like let me stop arguing with her. But instead, she decided to scream at me, tell me what's wrong with you. Oh, have you seen anyone in your family do this?
No, but you know what? I think at the same time as well, your mum, obviously, I don't know your mum, so I'm not speaking. But I feel like seeing that on your daughter, it would hurt her. Like, because she'll be like, I really failed as a mum, you know? So she's probably shouting at you because she's mad at herself, you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But I always tell her it's not your fault. It's just the things that have been happening around. Because you get it, we're going to secondary. It's just been kind of difficult. Especially me as a year seven, I actually don't know how to start. And I don't know how to, like, be proper friends with someone. And learning how to actually fit in with others.
Even I struggle with that. So imagine being from a whole new place. Like.
But I feel like, especially, like,
Permed. What does it mean to be permed?
Being permanently excluded, not being allowed to get to your old school, getting sent to an alternative provision, of course, and just missing out on a lot of actual learning.
it's a very like humbling experience, because like once you get perm, you just feel like, you don't think this is it, but like in that moment you're going to be like, cool, I'm done with all of that now. So it just makes you realize like, okay, cool, this is why I'm not there no more. What can I do like to keep me in these type of environments and stuff? So it's like, yeah, it's like humbling.
By the time I got like in trouble, I got isolation, then suspended, and then I got expelled. So it was like, isolation was just one day, and then the suspension was one day, which I was a bit confused about. And then the next day we had a meeting after school, they told me, oh, you're expelled from school. And when I heard that, I can't lie, I didn't say anything, I wasn't crying. I was just like, I walked out the room, and when I walked out the room and felt like fresh air, that's when I started tearing up.
When I got excluded to here, I calmed down, because I was like, the people I was around, it made such a difference. Like, looking back, it was actually insane. Like, it made such a difference. So that's why, don't get me wrong, I was upset when I got pumped, because I was like, all my friends.
Yeah.
But I don't care about that.
Yeah, because I'm going to move on. Like,
now I'm here, I'm so much more calm. I go about situations better. Like, I'm actually at a decent place.
Yeah.
It's just that you got to adjust a little bit. Like, because coming to a unit is like, other people with anger issues, people with like proper, you just can't really talk to them, come people with disabilities and stuff. So it's just like, you have to proper just work around it. It's not like a mainstream, like where you got like 1,000 teachers everywhere. Like, you got 3 teachers in the classroom. Like, it's just different.
Yeah, a lot of the kids here, they've been out of education for like, even me, I was out of like education for like 6 months. I was just doing online work. I mean, I come here, and it's so much more different, and you can't socialise properly. Still have like normalish people. Here, it's like everyone kind of chills in like, their own groups, isn't it? You just gotta be mature about the people you choose to surround yourself with.
Me personally, I feel like it was a good thing to get found, my bad. Because it's just, I knew if I stayed in that school, I would have failed my GCSEs, 100%. Because, I don't know, there's one thing, I like doing work, getting me wrong, but it's just, when you're in the hall, when you see everyone just getting down, writing, yeah. And I'm not saying, like, let's say you're just, like, you're not as smart as everyone else, but you're smart, yeah, and you just see everyone writing. And then you're just looking up and you just see everyone writing. It's kind of like, you get kind of nervous and you're, like, your brain just starts to trip. But in here, it's like, you're in your own separate room. You're more laid back at the end of the day, like, because I promised you, when I used to be in my classroom, I used to be, I'll do the work here, yeah, but I'll just be looking around, seeing who I could talk to, and it's just like, everyone's just doing their work. So it's just like, it's kind of weird.
How does it feel to be permed?
It was actually so bad, yeah. Mm. I was just thinking life is over.
No more good than once.
Like, I was like, because like, you know that before you get sent to the next school, you got to go like 1 week off, like you don't have school for like 1 week. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I just felt so dumb. Thinking I haven't been in a school for so long.
Yeah.
Literally, it had only been a couple of days. And then, yeah. And I was just thinking, like, oh my gosh, like a unit. I was thinking the worst. I was thinking,
yeah.
I was thinking the worst.
You've been listening to HLPP,
HLPP,
Haringey Learning Partnership Podcast.